This is Louis Navalier. It is Tuesday, August 4th. Okay, folks, earnings are now overpowering the market. I realize there's other things going on, like oil prices are down because Oman and Iran are talking about reopening the Strait of Hormuz. But the earnings are just unbelievable. Now, last week, FactSet said that the earnings are going to be up 37.9% on the S&P 500. The other day, it was revised up to 47.4%. And don't be surprised, it gets revised over 50%. Now, some of that upward revision from FactSet is obviously the big Amazon beat, the big Microsoft beat. We had the huge Palantir beat yesterday. These are big companies. And I'm somewhat in shock of how strong this earnings announcement season is, okay? The other thing is the AI boom is obviously spreading. Yesterday, we had good guidance from Intest that tests all the semiconductors at the factory. We had AEIS, which is in the wafer business. They beat and provide good guidance. And of course, we had Palantir. So we're getting more AI-related stocks now. It's broadening out, okay? So that's good. Now, Palantir is interesting because their two previous quarters were perfect, but the short sellers were running with that narrative that AI is going to replace all software stocks. And for a while, that hurt Microsoft. But between Microsoft's beat, because they're monetizing OpenAI, between Palantir's third phenomenal beat in a row, the shorts are being overrun, okay? And I think you're going to see everything firm up. Are there glitches? Sure. Apple said that they may not be able to sell as much stuff as they want because of a shortage of chips and memory, okay? So in the meantime, you know, the iPhone 18 ramp is coming out in September. There may be an iPhone Ultra. Trust me, that'll be a hot product. We'll see. The iPhone Ultra is supposed to be a folding phone. I'm getting more evidence of that, but again, Apple's kind of like the CIA. They're pretty tight when you want to get information from them. Okay, otherwise, the interest rate scare we had last week is starting to moderate. Could be because Scott Bessent, our Treasury Secretary, intervened to help Japan. You know, the yen was at a 40-year low. Scott Bessent isn't against intervening in open markets to try to calm things down. But yeah, this week is just, we've been overpowered by earnings, and that's why the market's going higher. Now, the other comment I have is, this is August, and as you know, I don't like August, but we had capitulation in July, so I'm not worried about it. We were grossly oversold entering this week, so let's just rally back and let earnings do their thing, okay? Optimism is spreading. And one last thing, folks, you probably know that GDP was revised down from 2.1 in the first quarter to 1.5 in the second quarter. But all the consumer-related components of GDP were awesome. The only reason that the second quarter GDP was only 1.5 is the trade deficit was pretty big because we're importing all these technology components, GPUs, CPUs, memory. We were also had a lot of inventory buildup, and that had a negative impact on GDP. But Atlanta Fed's now estimating 6.2. So for the third quarter. Now, they often start strong and revise down. Obviously, I said on Fox News back in December we'd hit 5%. I talked to Howard Lutnick and Mar Largo. He said we hit 6. It's going to be very interesting, but clearly things are accelerating. And the final thing is, ISM manufacturing is phenomenal. Our highest level in over 4 years. There's a lot of good things happening to America right now. Wednesday, we're going to get the ADP report. Friday, we'll get the payroll report. Ian Shepperson's only estimating 75,000 on the payroll. So we kind of want a weak payroll report because we don't want the Fed to raise rates. Okay, we want them to be worried about the labor market. Alex Karp, the CEO of Palantir, said that, yeah, our sales went up and we reduced our sales staff. So there's still layoffs in the tech world as AI makes companies much more efficient. So so that's going to be a big deal later this week. So otherwise, enjoy the ride, everybody. You deserve it. I keep my head down. I follow the earnings. So I don't like to overreact. And have fun over here, everybody. That's obviously I'm just stunned by the earnings announcements, actually for the whole market. And obviously our stocks are running a lot hotter than the S&P. All right, take care, everybody. I'll talk to you soon.